she packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
It's Monday, January 23rd, 2012. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. On Tuesday mornings, I meet with a group of guys, and we've been going through a book called Doctrine. And this week, we're looking at the issue of creation. Now, when we talk about creation, we were reminded of Genesis 1, verse 1, that says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." There we have the beginning of the Bible, but there we have also a foundation of our worldview, which is a Christian theistic worldview. There's another worldview out there called naturalism. Naturalism views creation as merely the product of time, energy, and chance. Now, worldview is a commitment to a certain philosophy on how you view life. All right, naturalism is best summed up by a guy named Carl Sagan, who famously said, "The cosmos is all that there is, all that there ever was, or all that there ever will be." There's also a guy named Charles Darwin. You may have heard of him. He was a great English naturalist, and he came up with the theory of evolution. He wrote a book in 1859. It was called On the Origin of Species. He paved the way for many atheists down the road, but it does seem that Darwin never disbelieved in the existence of God in some kind. But a guy named Richard Dawkins is perhaps the most outspoken and famous atheist of our day, and he says this: "Although atheism might have been logically tenable before Darwin, Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist." Now, as Christians, we are free to accept the seemingly evident fact that there is microevolution. All right? Basically, that means that the species can and do adapt to their environments. All right? We can see that. That's very clear. However, Christians are not free to accept the yet unproven and highly suspect thesis of what we call naturalistic or atheistic macroevolution. All right? That basically means that one species can evolve into another species entirely. Here's the deal. Darwin's theory of evolution has recently come under intense criticism by both Christian and non-Christian scientists who have been persuaded by what has come to be known as intelligent design. There was a guy named Anthony Flew, and he was a devout philosopher of atheism, and in 2004 he abandoned his theory on setting to prove that there was no God, and he actually came out with a book called There Is a God. All right, and the subtitle says How the World's Most Notorious Atheist Changed His Mind. That's very interesting. Now, there are reasons for the decline of confidence in macroevolution. I'm gonna give you two. One, macroevolution purports that nothing made everything. All right. Some people say spontaneous generation. I feel like that makes them want to sound smarter, but the truth is they are saying no thing causes everything to spring into existence. But you can't really consider this a miracle because there is no God. So basically, I would call it insanity. Like, you have just stepped into the realm of lunacy if you think that nothing creates everything, like something comes from nothing. How do you even define nothing? Like, how do you even define nothing? You can't call it an it. It's not an it. It's nothing. And then somehow that nothing stirs up everything. Obviously, that doesn't make sense. The second reason for the decline of confidence in macroevolution is that macroevolution purports that chaos made order. The basic telling of the history of the universe according to atheistic naturalism is that the orderliness of our universe is the result of cataclysmic disorder, chaos, and chance that together resulted in great orderliness. I mean, really. There was a guy named William Paley who came along, and he stated his analogy like this. He said, if a guy comes up and sees a watch, he finds a watch, and he sees all the intricate details of how it ticks and how it's made, he's going to assume that there was a designer, that a designer made it. And so then he carries that, and he says, as we walk through the world, we continually encounter things made with far greater complexity than a mere watch, such as the eye. I mean, you look at the eyeball, and you got to think, okay, chaos did not create something so orderly. Can't happen. And so the truth is, at the end of the day, we know there was a first cause. There was a someone who caused all of this to happen. And because we have the Bible, we know it was the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One true, living, triune, holy God. And this God has invited us into a relationship with Him through the blood of His Son. That is good news of great joy. May we live to make His name great in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and we'll meet again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the